mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
This is Erskine sitting in for Alex Jones. My website is ErskineOnRadio.com, E-R-S-K-I-N-E on Radio.com. Be sure to listen to my program this Saturday and every Saturday night, 9 p.m. Pacific, midnight East Coast time. We're talking with Ron, who is a former retired police officer from New York City, and he's telling it like it is. He is absolutely telling it like it is, and Ron was saying how he told Alex what to expect, and he wishes it wasn't true, but it's exactly what's occurred. Am I correct, Ron?
Yes, exactly what's occurred, and it's exactly what I anticipated would occur. You had approximately 1,700 people arrested in reference to this event, and I'm not sure if I should call it an event or a catastrophe. That is the largest number of people, at least in memorable history, ever arrested in reference to any political event in the United States. Do you know that? Do your listeners know that?
Right. They talked about that last hour. We said this is greater than all the arrests in Chicago in 68.
That's correct. And they rounded them up and they put them in a facility, a place I happen to be familiar with. It's an old port, a facility that was deactivated many years ago, way back when. And I happen, believe it or not, it's been used for one thing or another throughout the years. Its last incarnation prior to being a detention facility was a bus depot, and prior to that, for a short time, it was used to store some other things. The place is a proverbial cesspit. I wouldn't want to store stray dogs there. They put people there. They put up fences that are about 10 feet high. The place looked like any classic concentration camp that you might have seen in films throughout history regarding other oppressive states, whether it was Stalin's Russia or the pictures that we saw of what went on in the Balkans with ethnic cleansing. That image and that is inconsistent with our society. Now, as I said, the way this was projected out to the rest of the country, your listeners in many other states in the heartland will never know what really went on here because they rely on the national media to cover it here, and they made it seem as though everything was honky-dory. Well, I live here on the ground. I went out. I saw. I know people who've been affected by this. It was not honky-dory. No, and everybody that was scooped up and arrested was not a menace to society. As a matter of fact, the majority weren't.
And Alex said he was almost arrested three times. Does that surprise you?
No. As a matter of fact, the only thing that surprises me that is that he wasn't ultimately arrested. That's what surprises me, is that he was ultimately not arrested. But the fact that he was accosted, I used this specific term to Alex 1 week ago. Alex, if your coverage of these people is not in a favorable light, such as an embedded type of reporter, then, and this is exact quote, you better saddle up for a hard ride.
And now, he could have been one of the embedded reporters, because the embedded reporters, when they went to the Republican convention, they were offered time at the spa. I saw them being massaged and everything. The Republicans set up a massage parlor for the reporters so that they were being pampered. They were being treated just like royalty. That's the way they treated the reporters inside. The reporters outside were chased. Their cameras were broken. Everything else happened.
That's right.
This is much the same as they did in Iraq with those who were embedded, those who weren't. Those who weren't were targets. Those who were embedded, sure, they're fine. Is our news controlled? You bet it's controlled. We're seeing nothing that's coming out of New York, the real story of the 300,000 protesters and what else is occurring.
What they were treated with a velvet glove. And, you know, we as people have to start thinking at a higher level and out of the box, because the forces that are being arrayed against you are, for better or worse, and for worse, not for better, high-level thinkers who think through a light spectrum and a looking glass. They know how to manipulate. Now, that's pretty hard for the average simple American who tends to be decent. It's just a truck driver or a waitress or somebody like that. We have to be careful. We have to increase our mental acumen. We have to increase our mental abilities to understand how we're being manipulated.
We have to wake up and look at things as they are, not as we are being told or we think it is. Ron, thank you, thank you, thank you for that wonderful call from New York City.
Are you one of the millions who suffer from arthritis or chronic back pain? Michael Trudeau here. I speak from personal experience when I say living with either one isn't any fun. You see, a little over 20 years ago, I was involved in a car accident that injured some vertebrae and discs in my back. The damage led to degenerative arthritis in my upper back and neck. I tried physical therapy and chiropractors for years, usually with little or no positive results. The chronic everyday pain was miserable. Many friends offered advice on how to get relief, and I humored most, again, with little or no success, until my friend Cliff Scott recommended his MS. He said it was all natural and worked to relieve inflammation. Once again, albeit reluctantly, I took another friend's advice, only this time it changed my life. After 6 weeks, I noticed some improvement, and after 12 weeks, measurable improvement. Well, that was 2 years ago, and I've been taking MSM ever since, and today, my quality of life has improved dramatically. Side effects? Yeah, my knee used to bug me, and that's better now, too. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340. That's 1-800-569-4340. If you're suffering, try MSM. It worked for me.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout. Developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
And Alex Jones will be back with you Monday. Monday, Alex Jones will be returning. He'll be on here a little bit later with another update from New York. And I'd like to thank Ron for that excellent, excellent report of what's going on in New York and the whole scenario behind it. Ron, who is a former, who's a retired New York City police officer. God bless you, Ron, for what you're doing and what you're standing up for America. My guest right now and for the rest of this half hour is Paul Joseph Watson, author of Order Out of Chaos. Paul, this is exactly the things that you've been writing about, and I've got to ask you a couple of real quick questions while you're here. One, you're talking about Osama bin Laden meeting with the CIA on January 4th through the 14th, 2001. He was treated for kidney infection at the, catch this word, I'm quoting from the book, Order Out of Chaos, American Hospital in Dubai, the United Arab Emirates, where he was treated by Dr. Terry Calloway, an American doctor, and met with CIA Station Chief Larry Mitchell, CIA Station Chief, July 4th through the 14th, 2001. This is July, let's see, August, September, 2 months before 9/11. Now, did you just make up this information? Where'd you get this information?
Well, I mean, the point about the book is that, you know, at the bottom of every page, and this is the only decent thing I learned from being at university for 2 years, apart from the, you know, the Marxist brainwashing course, was to, you know, how to do footnotes, and that's the point of the book. Every chapter has at least 30 footnotes which point to mainstream sources and actual internet URL links where people can go and check the information for themselves. And that was, that story was first reported by Le Figaro, a big French newspaper, Radio France International, and then it was picked up by both the Washington Times and United Press International.
So we're talking the major mainstream news media is reporting this, and I guarantee you America has not heard that story. Now, are you anticipating another major event before the election or before the year's over? Are they going to have to, because you understand how these people think. Order out of chaos, the elite sponsored terrorism, and the New World Order. When you wrote this book and after writing it, you had to have an idea of how the elite think when they are making plans for various activities, terrorist activities around the world. Are you anticipating another event here in your own mind, Paul?
Well, I've said before that the next big terrorist attack in America, I don't think it will be right before the election, because if there was an attack right before the election, the chances are that the population would rally around Bush and that he'd be re-elected. But I see it as if, as that they want Kerry in because, one, he's got closer royal relations to European royalty and the Queen of England, and two, because Bilderberg, at their annual conference in Italy this year, personally selected Kerry's running mate, John Edwards, to be the vice presidential candidate. So if they can exert that kind of influence, and we've seen examples of it before, for example, when they delayed the Iraq war, which was set to take place in late 2002, they actually delayed it several months. If they can exert that kind of influence over selecting vice presidential candidates, then obviously Kerry seems to be the pick, and therefore the terrorist attack will not come before the election but after the election. And as I said earlier, it will probably be a soft target, but it will be played up in the media as a big attack to then justify putting armed police in schools, shopping malls, etc., etc. So from my vantage point, I think it's going to be after the election, which will then give them the opportunity to roll out this draft. The attack might be blamed on groups linked to Iran, because now you've even got so-called liberal NPR holding forums and debates which are, you know, on the radio station from big neocons, from people from the Project for a New American Century, who called for, you know, 4, 5, 6 years ago when Iran to be invaded, and now liberal NPR's, you know, putting out that propaganda line. So if there is an attack after the election, it will probably be blamed on organizations linked to Iran, and then the war with Iran will take place in either late 2005, early 2006.
Same thing, different players. Instead of Iraq, it's going to be Iran. What, were we off by one letter? This time it's going to be Iran. Do we have enough troops to do it? We certainly couldn't put together a coalition of anything. This one they call the Coalition of the Willing, but you couldn't put together a coalition of anything to go into Iran. But they're going to have to go into Iran as Iran is launching their new oil trading market. This could upset their apple cart big time. This could be mean the entire house of fiat money could fall down if Iran announces the new oil trading market, could it not?
Exactly. And what concerns me also is the fact that now that all the barriers have been removed for nuclear component parts, exports to China, who we know have armed Iran, Russia have armed Iran with nuclear components, and therefore Iran will be allied with those two countries, and I mean, this thing could spill over into a wider conflict on the same basis.
Iran is not the nothing country that had been totally disarmed that Iraq is. Iran actually does have some arms. It's a lot bigger in that sense. Iran's not going to be a pushover, would it?
Well, no. The current estimates from insiders are that they already have two nuclear bombs already. And they've been exchanging with North Korea also. It's the whole nuclear arms trade which flows from China to Pakistan to North Korea to Iran. And of course we can go back, and this is also in order out of chaos, to the year 2000 where Rumsfeld was on the board of ABB, which signed away the exports and the right for the North Koreans to construct their light water reactors, which can produce nuclear components. So Rumsfeld was instrumental, just as he was in arming Iraq, in arming North Korea. So, I mean, that's why the book's called Order Out of Chaos. It's building up your own enemies so then you can later call them a threat and invade them. And that's not to say that countries like Iran or North Korea are not, you know, complete dictatorships. I mean, North Korea itself has 200,000 political dissidents in concentration camps. But, I mean, you don't go ahead and bomb the whole country and kill thousands of civilians to, you know, get rid of a corrupt dictatorship. I mean, they could do it in different ways, even if you believe that we should be intervening in foreign countries. But, I mean, that's the agenda with Iran. They'll probably link Iran with al-Sadr. And then the Shiites will be allied with some of the Iranians, and it will, the, you know, the conflict in Iraq will spill over to Iran. So, I mean, they've got several different cards that they can play, but with this draft upcoming already in Congress, it's definitely a dangerous time, and we need to be watchful.
Pakistan has armed everybody in the Middle East, it sounds like, except for Iraq. Is that fairly accurate?
Well, yeah, we know who armed Iraq. We got pictures and video of Rumsfeld shaking hands with Saddam Hussein in the December of 93 when he gave them the chemical and biological weapons. Colin Powell was running Iranian and, you know, battlefield intelligence, Iraqi battlefield intelligence, when Iran and Iraq were at war. So, I mean, it's the same players that are still there today. So it's no surprise that they wouldn't resort to the same tactics to fuel the same wars.
Have you noticed how Osama bin Laden morphed into Saddam Hussein? It was Osama, and then they couldn't find him. He proved pretty elusive, and then all of a sudden it became Saddam Hussein. And so Saddam became like Osama's ugly second brother. It was really weird. It was, Osama is the person that we hate the most. We're going to track him down. We haven't heard much from Osama lately. He has certainly been the person who was missing. You didn't hear mention of his name one time at the Republican convention. They weren't really anxious to have the memory of Osama bin Laden around there. Are they going to drag him out before the election?
That's a possibility, but there's an article out of the London Independent today, which I think is called the Bush Numbers Game, and it lists how many times Osama bin Laden was mentioned in Bush's State of the Union speeches, the last three, and the number of times Osama bin Laden was mentioned was zero. And, you know, back at the time when the war on Iraq was, the propaganda was being set for that invasion, there were polls which came out which showed that 50% of Americans thought that Osama bin Laden and Saddam Hussein were the same person, literally the same person.
So, hey, that is really great, great PR work to be able to do that. I mean, you have to admire these people in order to propagandize to that degree. If Hitler had that type of propaganda program, man, he'd been sitting right up there. It's amazing propaganda, amazing spin, isn't it?
Well, it is, and I mean, we've got a video actually on prisonplanet.com in the perspective section, which is kind of a comedy take on it. But it's got clips of Bush saying in early 2002, you know, we're going to smoke him out, we're going to kill bin Laden, and then switch to later speeches when bin Laden isn't even mentioned, and the very name of bin Laden isn't mentioned. It's just terrorists. They just morphed the definitions, and then it eventually morphed into Saddam Hussein. So, I mean, bin Laden has been on the verge of being caught on many occasions, and the evidence shows that they let him escape. I mean, I've got articles from major Pakistani newspapers from back in 98 where bin Laden was under the armed guard of elite US Marines in Pakistan. And so he's their boy. If they wanted to roll him out at any time, they could do. But, you know, he's been a good ally. He's done a lot of good work. I mean, he helped in the invasion of Serbia back in 95 right up to 98, congressional reports show.
And here's a guy who is on dialysis. I mean, he can't be that difficult to get. And the other thing that you mentioned in Order Out of Chaos is he was paid. He was paid $250,000 to take out Muammar Gaddafi. We paid al-Qaeda. That actually paid by the British government. More with Paul Joseph Watson and your calls right here on the Alex Jones Program.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light that allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol. Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Be a part of the new gold rush. You know, for thousands of years, the one true valuable commodity has always been gold. It still is. Gold and other precious metals have continued to grow in value over the years. You know the old saying, good as gold? Well, there's a valuable lesson in that expression. Protect yourself in these uncertain times. With the stock market on the skids, and really, nowhere to put your money that makes a lot of sense, it's time to invest in a little wealth insurance. And that's gold, silver, and other rare and valuable coins and precious metals. Call this toll-free number for your free investing in precious metals kit. That's 1-800-686-2237. For the complete story, the highest quality precious metals, call Midas Resources. In business over 10 years, make the call and see why the ultra-rich invest in gold and other precious metals. We'll rush you the free information. Call today, 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know there's a price war in the insurance business? Well, right now, don't wait. You call Termbusters, and you could save up to 40% on quality term life insurance. Call now. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748. Here's one example. A male age 50, non-tobacco, issue preferred, $500,000 of coverage is only $113 a month. Guaranteed for 20 years. Call Termbusters to save up to 40% on term life insurance. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748. We have smokers' rates too. We specialize in $500,000 and up term life insurance coverage. Call my friends at Termbusters now to see if you can save up to 40% on term life insurance. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748.
This is Erskine sitting in for Alex Jones with my guest, Paul Joseph Watson, who was my guest yesterday. The book, Order Out of Chaos, and let me quote from his book. Your brain is the most powerful muscle in your body. It controls all others. Reclaim it as your own, and you'll be in awe of its amazing power. We've been presented with our final opportunity to defeat the New World Order. If we fail to act, then our children will look back at this moment in history as one in which humanity cowered in the face of evil and signed its own death warrant. Order out of chaos. They've got the money. They've got the power. The only thing left for them is spiritual, isn't it, Paul?
Well, yeah, that's the case. And in many ways, I mean, you've heard people say many times, how do we defeat such a mammoth, gargantuan system? In a sense, I kind of think it's already preordained that we defeat it. I think it's just a kind of a test on the part of God to see who stands up against it and who cowers, backs away, who doesn't get on the field. So it's kind of a trial run, basically, on the way people respond to this. So it is a spiritual battle. It's a battle for the mind. I mean, H.G. Wells said that the 20th, 21st century would not be about, you know, the battle for, you know, the military battles. It would be about the battle for the mind, and that's exactly what we see today. So it's a spiritual, it's a mental battle, and it's a trial run from God about, you know, how people react to it and what people do about it.
You're exactly right. You're going to be on with me on the 11th of September at 10:30 Pacific. You'll be on for an hour and a half, Paul Joseph Watson, on Erskine Overnight, that you can get to either by listening to your local station or by going to gcnlive.com. Let's go to Andrea in North Carolina. We'll take your call real quick before the 30 mark, and hopefully Andrea in New York. I'm sorry. Andrea, you're on with Paul Joseph Watson.
Hi, Erskine, and hi, Paul. And I wanted to say I was downtown at the Trade Center when Alex almost got arrested. And
with one of the three times, right?
Yeah. Well,
tell me about what's going on there and your comments on.
Well, I haven't been out today, but what I have seen so far from a lot of the media, even the independent media, is what appears to be a good story. What appears to, but I think the establishment media wants to see entertainment. What is going to engage the viewer so that people come and watch? And I was in the march that picketed CNN and CBS. And I was listening, however, to people who I think a little bit operate themselves in disinformation, because I was a little annoyed that you get the typical liberal bias, and I only say that because they kept attacking the media, our media. Well, they fail to understand the technicality of it being under Federal Communications Commission license, which is all under the executive branch. We do need to take back our republic. We need to go after the advertisers. We don't need to just attack the media per se. They are part of the corporate state. But we need to take a very aggressive steps against the advertisers and against their wallet. See? And I wanted to share...
And promote the advertisers to go to places that are trying to get the truth out.
And this is true. And that's exactly right. And I also am a firm supporter. And to circle back, because I listened to Ron's comments, my fellow New Yorker, and I thought he made some very good points. And what I found was the mix among the police department, because some of them were very open to me sharing with them that I was a September 11th victim. And that's how come while I was downtown at the Trade Center, I was in a way able to keep the that police officer at bay. And what was actually very interesting, though, is that he said that Alex lied to him. And I said, well, you know, so what that the guy doesn't have on his press passes? You know, I said he's been broadcasting from the garden all week long. Now, we who live in New York know that Madison Square Garden and the Convention Center, we just call it the Garden. And this officer would not hear me. And I think what has happened is that there's a degree of conditioning and mind control, brainwashing, you know, give it all those labels. But that this guy had reached a point where he was peeved, he was stoked, and he wasn't going to listen to reason. And
your comments on that, Paul?
Well, I mean, it's as Jesus said, if people don't listen to you, just dust off the... You know, the dust from your shoes, move on to the next day.
And that's
people
true.
Will get angry with you because it threatens their very perspective and mindset and the way they've lived their lives for their whole lives. If you suddenly tell them that the world operates in a completely different way from what they've imagined for 40, 50 years, then obviously in a kind of survivalist instinct, they're going to lash out and reject that. It's a basic human instinct. So, I mean...
They're going to lash out at the messenger, aren't they, Paul?
Right.
Yeah.
Not the message. They're going to lash out at the messenger. That is what's happening with a lot of the police there. Excellent. Do you have anything you wanted to add, Andrea?
Well, thank you. I think the Lord made some wonderful observations, among other things, you know, that the, you know, you casting your pearls before swine, you run the risk that you're going to be rent. And I think that the Lord himself, he admonished us to be wise as serpents and gentle as doves. And that doesn't then provoke that kind of swine attack on us.
You're right. Thank you, Andrea. Thank you, Paul Joseph Watson.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Most of us have had a cafe we frequented because the service was so wonderful or the food was so great. The Silver Bear Cafe understands this philosophy and has incorporated these ideals into a website that offers food for thought to nourish the mind. Membership in the Bear consists of a large and growing group of patriots who, like you, realize there are things in this great country that need changing right away. The Silver Bear Cafe provides you with an income opportunity that will provide you and your family with an ongoing revenue stream in return for simply spreading the message. So many of you have been trying to get the message out individually, but collectively, our voices are strong and cannot be silenced. Membership in the Bear will teach you the secrets of financial freedom, how the runaway government is crushing the American dream, why wars are played out across the globe, the fractional reserve system, etc., where we're headed, and what you can do to prepare yourselves. Knowledge is power. Feed your mind and feed your financial independence with a visit to SilverBearCafe.com. That's SilverBearCafe.com. Do it today and preserve this country's greatness for generations to come.
This is Erskine sitting in for Alex Jones, and Alex will be joining us from New York City, and we certainly appreciate the calls from Ron and from Andrea from New York, and our number here, 800-259-9231, we'll be putting you on without a lot of delay. You definitely want a copy of Order Out of Chaos. I know you listened to Paul Joseph Watson and heard what he had to say. We've quoted a little bit from the book, Elite Sponsored Terrorism and the New World Order. This tells you what's going on, what has gone on. It will open your eyes. You think you know what happened on 9/11. You think you know what's happening in the world. Read Order Out of Chaos. I thought I did. I mean, I've been doing this show for a number of years, not Alex's show, but my show for a number of years, and I said, I've had all these guests on, I know what's happening. Well, Paul Watson woke me up to a lot of things that I didn't know about. To order the book, you can go to Infowars.com, you know that, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, or you can call. Let me give out the 800 number. It's 888-253-3139. Shouldn't have dyslexics giving out numbers. It's 888-253-3139. The book is only $19.95. I mean, it is cheap at half that. I mean, it's unbelievable. $19.95. It's over 300 pages. 888-253-3139. Order Out of Chaos. Get a copy of it. His other videos, American Dictators, the staged election of 2004. It was staged just as the program last night with President Bush was staged. Slick as a Hollywood production, this election's going to be. Police State 1, 2, 3, and The Matrix of Evil. All great videos. Now give us a call at 800-259-9231. Let's go to Eric in Connecticut. Eric, welcome to the Alex Jones program.
Thank you, Erskine. You and Paul have done a decent job filling in for Alex.
Thank you, sir. Just filling in. We are not replacing Alex. There is nobody who can replace Alex, so I appreciate that. You have a question or a comment?
Well, Paul, I don't know if Paul's listening. If he lives in London, I have in-laws in his neck of the woods through my wife. I was hardly surprised to see the events of 9/11 used as a blunt instrument in the GOP convention. Certain victims were presented references with all kinds of very slick imagery, sound productions. It's like you said, it was like a Hollywood production.
It was slick, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, these people know what they're doing. They know how to put spins on things. They know how to produce things. They are using the ultimate in control. They're flashing images, everything that you can imagine, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, it's interesting because there was a wonderful movie made back in 1957. Ilya Kazan produced it. And it's called A Face in the Crowd. It was Andy Griffith's first role on the big screen. And basically he's an itinerant Arkansas traveler, guitar picker, sort of a down-home philosopher. And this woman whose uncle runs a station in town discovers him. And it chronicles his whole meteoric rise to fame and fortune and how he gets involved with these political figures and how they use him to promote this candidate to a real statist candidate to becoming on the verge of being elected president. And it's very interesting. I won't spoil it for anyone who wants to see the movie, but he gets quite a jolt when he realizes the protagonist, Mr. Griffith, who's Lonesome Rhodes. That's the name of the character, the protagonist. He really realizes quite a shock when wherever there's power, there's somebody with even more power. But it was interesting because this movie was truly ahead of its time because it was the network of the 1950s and how the whole this general was telling his audience, his people in his circle that people don't want long-winded dissertations. They want soundbite slogans. You know, the mess in Washington, more bang for the buck. You know, that basically he's saying, well, we need slick personalities that can be presented by the media. We really don't need detail presented to the people because they don't have the patience for that. And that's
well,
exactly
it's like,
what we
it's
saw.
Like Arnold Schwarzenegger. Don't be economic girly man.
Precisely.
Okay, tell that to the 1.3 million Americans who've sunk into poverty, but the fact of the matter is that's a quote that people remember. They want sound bites. First time I ever did TV, I had a PR person who worked with me, and he said, now listen, you're doing television, and that's why I like radio so much. You're doing television, it's all sound bites. Say something memorable, something they can pick up on, something they can go cling, cling, cling. It's all 10-second sound bites on television. Radio, you can get into some actual facts. We can actually talk about things like you and I are talking about and discuss it back and forth. You don't get that on TV.
Yeah, that's true, but I just wanted to mention that movie because it was so prophetic in many ways. I also wanted to mention, Erskine, it was good to see that half of New Yorkers smell a rat with the attacks of 9/11. And if New Yorkers smell a rat, what about the folks in flyover country? Can you imagine how they feel about this? And there was also
I think a lot of them are still asleep, but we haven't done any polls on there. There's been no Zogby poll across the rest of America, but I find also the Toronto Star poll, 63% of Canadians are smelling a rat. So apparently the word is getting out across the world, not just America. And you know in Europe, they're getting less filtered news.
Oh,
so
absolutely.
They're right.
Yeah.
Hey, I thank you for the call, and we're going to have, we've got a couple of other callers that we need to go with. Anything else you'd like to add, Eric?
Yeah, just one thing. Paul mentioned the selection of Kerry. I'm just thinking the only thing that could throw a monkey wrench into Paul's theory, Erskine, is the band of neocons. There's this band of neocons. They sort of realize that the jig is up for them, and they could, as a cabal, pull something before the election so as to to ensure the re-election of George Bush. Almost like
I'm not seeing these people wanting to be out of office. And the other thing that I differ with Paul on is they passed all of these, and the president was so anxious to get Patriot 2 passed, and as Alex has chronicled so well on this program, they have done it incrementally, bits and pieces, attaching it to one bill after another, and they didn't get all this power to turn it over to Kerry.
Exactly right. I do see the neocon cabal becoming extremely dangerous, particularly in the days and weeks just prior to the election. Thanks a lot, Erskine.
Thank you. Let's go immediately to Moses in Denmark. Hi, Moses. Hello.
Hello.
You're on the Alex Jones program. Moses, are you there?
Yeah, I'm there.
Okay.
I want to just say two things. The first thing is about this U.S. election. U.S. election is never elected by ballot, by bluff. So Kerry will win. And the second comment I will say, I don't buy these products from these multinational companies anymore. I think if you buy them, you support Satanism and that like that. That's my attitude to that. You support that evil game if you buy the product. Coca-Cola?
No.
Yeah.
No, Paul isn't here, but when you're talking about the main controllers, I go straight to the banksters and the multinational corporations, and I
all
can't
the corporations.
Disagree with you.
I both buy small family products if I can. Sometimes I don't can't. I buy them. Oh, yeah, I have a bad feeling in my mouth now. I don't buy them. I try to buy product from small family business or middle-sized company.
Absolutely.
And I analyze and I research companies who are owned by these bigs. And I have a list of all the company I don't buy. But I'm starting to totally abolish fruit, vegetable who's not organic.
Okay, wait a second, Moses. That gentleman on who wrote a book called Michael Metro Farm, his name's Olson, Michael Olson.
Yeah.
And he said, don't buy any fruits or vegetables without the farmer's picture on it. You've got a local fruit stand, go down and get it from the local fruit stand. Stay away from the groceries. Buy whatever you can organically and from the people who grow it who you know.
I know, just to say about this fruit. Our vegetables people who sell vegetables, these small vegetable dealers here, a lot of them, if you drink, it tastes like cocaine if you get less, like fruit or... I don't buy a lot of these small dealers. I heard it tastes like the taste of the small sweet taste of cocaine. I don't know. I just heard about it.
Much better. Say. Much better.
I don't know. I try to buy it. You say this about this picture of a farmer. We don't have it here. I don't know.
Well, if you've got a local farmer, or I noticed when I was in Germany, Moses, they have people for their therapy, and it's a wonderful thing. I was going down on the ICE train, Intercity Express, and you're looking over the side, and everyone has these little gardens, and it's a wonderful thing. No, Moses, thanks so much for the call. Let's go to Nolan in Texas right now. Nolan, you're on the Alex Jones program.
Well, I gotta go with Moses on that, not buying from the big corporations and going to get some decent food.
Absolutely, I'm telling you, and down there in Texas, if you've got somebody, either grow your own or go to somebody who you know is growing it. You know, where I am, you can go out and you can go to the farmer. Yes.
We got little stands on the side of the road around here, and I found a fella that he doesn't use very many pesticides. He says he doesn't like that stuff either. And the bell peppers and tomatoes at the grocery store have a wax sprayed on them. You can't scrub it off.
You betcha.
it's messed up. And messed up, man, that's what happened to my stomach when I was walking through the living room and the Republican convention was on and Arnold was up there.
That wasn't man, that something?
I used to like him. I mean, and they talked about when he got finished putting out this great speech, they said, and he's such a great actor. Yeah, no kidding. You can't convince me he believed that crock.
He starts talking about the Democrats putting out True Lies, and I'm thinking about, yeah, well, you did another movie there, Arnold, called Predator, and that's the way I'm looking at it, is they're predators. They're preying on the middle class of America. The elite are preying on the middle class of America. The top 1% in America controls 70% of this country right now, and they're predating on the rest of us. They really are, Nolan. You know that. But try to go anywhere. You go into a Walmart, you're going to find everything from China. It's like they are Chinese representative in marketing. There are just so many products you can't even buy made in America anymore.
Everything's starting to really stink. But I'm watching Kerry just enough to kind of get the flavor. You know, I don't want to just focus on him because they all make me sick. But I see him. I'm wondering if he is setting himself up. He's basically self-destructing, in my opinion.
Yes.
And I'm wondering if he, you know, they're both Skull and Bones, and they're both members of the same elite group. They don't really care who's driving the boat. They're both just shafting America to death anyway. Kerry doesn't need the job. It's not like he's not plenty wealthy. He's married to Hines. And I think that he's setting himself up to not even make a good showing. And if the polls show that Kerry is going to put in a good showing even after he's flip-flopped and made an idiot of himself, that's whenever I'm expecting a major problem in America that we can call a national emergency and just not have an election.
It could well occur because the president has all the powers where he doesn't even have to call an election. Nolan, I want to thank you for the call, and I appreciate it. And keep buying as much locally as you can. Deal with the little fellow that still owns the local, this, that,
I've
and the other.
I've always been that way. But now,
and because
read,
they're putting money back into your local economy. The same thing with your radio stations, your local radio stations that you know that are putting money back into the economy. The local, go down to the diner. Don't go to the fast food restaurant. Go to the diner and talk to some people. See some real people. Don't just get it wrapped up in plastic.
Oh, plastic. Bad business. I drink two or three quarts of water a day out of a glass jug. No plastic.
You're a good man, and the other thing is, down there in Texas, enjoy some good old-fashioned chicken fried steak. Ain't nothing better.
That's what I hear.
You're not going to get that at McDonald's.
No, you don't. Thank you. I had fun.
You too. Now, let's go to Austin. Who am I talking with? Hi, Mo.
Hey, it's Mo. Just talking about the food and everything. The enigmatic they, the rulers of the world, really have their stuff together. They probably have it set up to where we go to work to make the money to buy the food that makes us sick, get the medicine to make us better, so we can go back to work.
Why don't we have a Diet Coke or Diet Pepsi with that? Have your dose of that aspartame and enjoy that methyl alcohol. Yes, sir. And then have supersize it, too. Right. So they're poisoning us, and then they're sending us back to work. I mean, do you ever feel like a drone?
I wonder, I'd like to see some charts, like the soda-making company, how much money do they have invested in diabetic test strips and insulin production. It'd just be neat to see some sort of flow chart indicating that.
Well, we've done shows where we've shown the flow chart of the people who are, like, were in charge of the FDA and approved the aspartame. And who was in charge of the FDA? Who was in charge of Cyril, the company that came out with aspartame, going in and getting it through the FDA? Donald Rumsfeld. All this ties up. He was president of Cyril when aspartame was approved. He was the man who got it through the FDA. Donald Rumsfeld. The man has no conscience whatsoever.
Yep, old Rummy. Another thing, if we have time, just real quick, on Alex's local access show here last night, they took a call from a gentleman named Ron who said that his wife had gotten a phone call from a friend of hers she hadn't heard from in 5 years that works for Homeland Security. She said that friend warned her not to be in Austin this weekend. I just want to say that to not be a sensationalist, but to hopefully dissuade anything from happening anywhere. I know the fellow who called in. If I hadn't have known who it was, I might have been able to shrug it off just a little more easily, but I was not pleased at all to hear that. But we could envision some scenario where something happened, and of course they could blame it on the terrorists and say, well, they're just trying to get back at Bush. We just want to say, don't do anything anywhere. Just keep keeping the peace. That's your job.
Chill out. We'll be back on Alex Jones' show. Thank you for the call, Mo.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the streets indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful Black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as atrazine, benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Headlines, Iraq. Police fire at reporters as tanks roll up to the shrine. This is George Bush's war. He's going to tell it the way he wants it told, and any reporter that doesn't do that will pay the ultimate price, including death, which has already happened. 51 reporters dead in Iraq for telling the truth. If you don't believe it, you can check out Reporters Without Borders and see how many imprisoned or murdered have been silenced. They need your support to keep a free press for which they're willing to die. Without it, you have only a dictatorship. And isn't that why we're in Iraq? No matter how things change, they still remain the same. This is the newfound freedom Bush has for Iraq and has for the U.S. They're just like us. They now have controlled media, too. That's democracy, boys and girls. Only in Iraq they shoot protesters dead in the streets. We haven't got to that point yet. Let's go to Deborah in Michigan. Deborah, welcome to the Alex Jones radio program. Hello, Deborah. Let's go to Jack in Ohio. Jack?
How you doing?
I'm doing great and fabulous. How about yourself? How are things in Ohio, the battleground state?
Yeah, well, most people, I think, are just asleep. I mean, they're like rats in a maze. The hive mind. I think you guys are waking them up, though. Those polls in New York, you know?
Well, when you got almost 50% of New Yorkers saying, hey, listen, there's something rotten here, then you've got some people waking up. You can fool some of the people some of the time, but most of the people most of the time, but you can't fool all the people all the time.
Yeah,
Abe Lincoln said that one.
Huh?
Abe Lincoln said that.
Yeah, I remember that. And 66% in Canada, I guess. You know,
63% in Canada are awake, so...
But here's the thing, you know, I don't see how out of a country of 280 million, Bush and Kerry, both third cousins, skull and bones, and they only have 15 members a year. Now, wouldn't that kind of make people suspicious?
Wouldn't you think that of the two people really running, representing each of the major parties in the U.S., they could have got somebody who wasn't skull and bones?
It certainly
seems like it, if it wasn't pre-planned and pre-programmed.
Yeah, but if people know this and they still don't wake up, what are they, just ignorant, stupid idiots? What are they? Mentally ill?
A lot of people are starting to wake up. A lot of people are starting to wake up, Jack. And
when people lose their
pension funds, they're looking at Social Security being devastated. You're looking at their sons and daughters dying. And you've got a president talking about we have peace right now. We're doing much, much better. And you're hearing about the economy's coming along. Yeah, the economy's coming along. It's coming along down the tubes.
Yeah, McDonald's, your manufacturing job.
But isn't that something?
If you vote for Kerry, that's just more than a flip-flop of Bush, isn't he?
I don't see any difference between the two. There are other parties
out
there.
Well, how are you going to change things? Nader, he just takes the vote away from Bush.
Yeah, I don't know. You vote for another party because I don't think it really matters if Bush or Kerry. I think they're both skull and bones.
But not voting is a vote in a way, isn't it? Not voting?
Not voting can certainly be a vote. Absolutely.
I mean, if enough people didn't vote, I mean, they would know that there's no two-party system.
Well, a lot of us have taken that attitude. I'm just flat not going to vote anymore because it's just no sense in it. I don't want to give my vote to either one. I don't like either one of them. And, you know, it's been a while since I was excited about somebody to vote for. Actually, I've got no bones about it. I'll flat tell people, and no bones about it, no skull or bones about it. There are two that I liked. I liked Ross Perot, and I really liked Ronald Reagan. He made me feel very good about being an American. We'll be right back after these brief words with Deborah in Michigan and Joe in Maryland. Thanks for listening to Erskine Overnight, or to Alex Jones Show, and Jack, thanks for the call.